Q&A with the Christ Mind, question 7. If God wants only for me to be happy and doesn't require any specific action of me, what does it mean to be the servant of God? Is there a divine plan for action God would have us follow? Or are the actions given us based wholly upon our momentary self-perceptions? Do we have to do things here in a particular way? Answer. First, beloved friend, that is not one question. That is a host of questions. I have said unto you many times that the Father asks only that you be happy. And if, indeed, you are not asked to do anything, what then could it possibly mean to be a servant of God? When you serve another, you act. You are in such a way that they receive the joy of knowing that your full attention has been with them. To be a servant of the Father, then, means that you have finally chosen to set aside anything else that would distract your attention and to place the fullness of your attention, which is the fullness of your being, on the reality of the love the Father would extend unto you. You serve God by receiving unceasingly what God would offer to you. Imagine going to work for someone who makes chocolate ice cream, and you say unto your employer, "What would you have me do?" And the employer smiles and says, "I love this ice cream that I make so much that all you need to do is eat it. I will pay you very well if you would just fulfill that function." And you look at this one and you go, "Well, I happen to like chocolate ice cream too. And if that's all I need to do, you can rest assured you're going to have the most loyal employee you could ever possibly imagine." To serve God is not to work in the world in order to fulfill some conception that the mind has conjured up about what it means to serve God. It means only to drink so deeply that your cup is always overflowing. There is no sense of lack and therefore no need to reach outside oneself to have the cup filled. And when your attention is so devoted to the reality of the love that dwells within you, your cup does begin to overflow. And as it overflows, it will seek its own way. That is, like a river that has overflowed its banks will begin to cut new grooves, will it not? And you can never tell. You could never bet on which direction the new streams are going to go in. But it will bring the sustenance of life and of love to all that it touches. But those new streams will cease flowing if the main river ever forgets its source. Therefore, you need do nothing but receive the reality of God's love for you. And again, as you do that, it may seem in the course of your life that you are asked to embrace some phenomenon that is passing by. Whether it be healing the shadow of one little blade of grass within what you think is your conscious mind, as opposed to everybody else's conscious mind, to do something that seems to be involved with relationship in the world, whether it be feeding a hungry child, bringing the nurturance to another through touch or through song, planting a seed in the ground, delivering a piece of mail, it doesn't really matter. As I've said many times, when you truly understand that you need do nothing but receive the love of God unceasingly, you will have become that perfect servant. And then, if it arises that you're going to be a street sweeper, you will simply sweep the street, and you will not have anything else in mind, save that your cup is overflowing. And others will pass you by, and they'll say, "This person is just a simple street sweeper, but I find myself wanting to walk this way to work just to say hello. It seems to make my day." And perhaps you'll be asked to be the saviour of the world. Only the voice for ego would see a difference of being the saviour of the world and a street sweeper. Therefore, strive not to know what you should do in the forms of the world, but be you wholly dedicated to being in loving devotion in order to receive all that God would shower upon you. Love so grand that the mind cannot even conceive of being without love. And, indeed, your cup will overflow. Herein is the essence of the many questions disguised as the one.